At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Thrilled to bring back to the airwaves someone that I would consider a friend of the show, but more importantly, a friend of humanity, a friend of Southern California Stoke. He is known as the savant of Stoke and Alley. Over the years, Chad Kroger of Chad and JT have fought so many good fights. I mean, I've got some audio of some of the many times they've appeared in front of different city councils around Southern California. Here's some examples.
Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson have been beefing ever since Dwayne called Vin a candy ass.
I mean, he is really attempting to solve problems. This is his buddy JT.
What up, council? I am here to discuss artificial intelligence. AI is going to take all of our jobs and render us useless. And I, for one, am stoked. I hate jobs.
And even just the power that K-Rock has had on them over the years is evident when he decided to invent this new way of tanning our beeholes, and brought up
as a result of weenie roast.
As a result of weenie roast, this was one of the many conversations that was captured. Of course, millions and millions of views of the times that they infiltrate these city council meetings. But here was the time that he brought up K-Rock.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. First, I just want to say I'm truly honored to be addressing you in these hollow halls. And I'm here today to promote an amazing new holistic practice. This is something I accidentally discovered at my first weenie roast. During the Lumineers set, I passed out face down, nude, and spread eagle in the sun. And soon thereafter, security woke me up, and I was surprised at how lucid I was. I was expecting to be sloshed, but here's the thing, I wasn't. In fact, I had so much energy, I moshed super hard to Limp Bizkit, and even had the courage to DM Lindsay Donovan, who didn't respond, but I saw on Instagram that she had a really nice time, so I was stoked.
Public comments are supposed to...
This is when they usually get really upset. Now, this is the moment that's always the funniest for me, is that after they get their, you know, their piece
out,
then the people argue, like the old people argue about what if this is even worth their time. So listen to this.
I was stoked.
Public comments are supposed to be items that are within the jurisdiction of the city of Irvine, and this so far is not. So the public speaker is allowed to speak about something that is within the jurisdiction of the city of Irvine, but this subject matter is not.
But Mr. Melching, this is a holistic practice that I think will radically change everyone's lives. So,
Mr. Melching, do we not have sunshine in the city of Irvine?
See, then you get some of the old people that start defending Chad.
I know, and love it.
And then there's this guy who sounds like he's on death's door.
Point of order, Mayor.
Point of order. That guy could use some.
I have nothing left.
So, listen, of all of the many fights that they have fought over the years, this includes fighting for house parties, prolonging the 4th of July to be an even longer event because it's such a Stoke-filled day, banning billionaires.
Oh, yeah, in general.
The new national anthem. I mean, they have really fought the good fight for us all, and now we're turning to K-Rock to help Allie, who is going to be in front of City Hall for the very first time of her entire life tonight. You're making your maiden voyage into City Hall tonight.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you, Chad, how many of your appearances in City Hall have actually resulted in change?
Oh, good question. You know, we've been there 78 times. And I believe that the council has enacted none of our initiatives.
Zero. You're 0 for 78 is your record?
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, luckily we have the people support. So, you know, I mean, just last week we were at the council and we spoke, and this guy, Daryl, was like, I really liked what you said up there. So I know we're making a step in the right direction. But, you know.
When a guy named Daryl says the great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a good guy. I mean, he runs an ice cream shop on Pico.
Cool.
The reason Chad goes deep and everyone knows this. The reason Allie is going tonight to City Hall is because she feels that there is a scam that is happening all over Southern California where gas stations are attempting to charge for air, even though we live in a state that offers free air. I'm talking about, think of all the things you use air for. If you can fill up rafts for chilling, good stoke by the pool, flat tire on your beach cruiser.
Inflate a basketball.
Do that funny thing where you make your cheeks get really big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wait, so gas stations, in the air machine, that's just straight oxygen.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's air.
Oh. It's just air?
Mm-hmm. That's, what did you think it was?
I thought it was special air, but I mean, this is huge. Thank you, Allie, for bringing this to my attention. I had no idea they were charging for air.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize you didn't know what was in the box.
Yeah, we should start at the beginning.
But what happens, Chad, is that they have these card readers on those little machines where they say it's $2.50 for 4 minutes or whatever, and if you just go into the gas station and say turn on the air, they have to do it because they're not supposed to charge you. And I've been very passionate about letting people know about this, and I'm going to make my first appearance tonight at my local city council meeting, but I'm a little nervous, Chad, because I don't know how much effort it takes to actually get in front of that microphone and speak your piece.
Oh, well, that's the beautiful thing about, you know, the Constitution is with freedom of speech. You go to the council, you fill out a speaker form. You know, they say, what are you speaking on? And you're saying air.
Okay.
And then, you know, at public comment, you go up and you say, you know, what up, council? This charging for air when there's an abundance in the world is an abomination.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
so,
that down. It's a good quote.
I don't have to say anything that's related to the agenda items. I can just speak on whatever I want.
No, but a little council hack. You know, don't tell the council I said this, but if you want more time, you can, you know, say there's something on the agenda for, like, parking meters. You could say, yeah, I'm going to speak on the parking meter agenda. And then you could say, hey, council, parking meters are kind of whack. But that brings me to my real issue.
I see.
You guys are charging for air.
Right,
so
okay.
That's a little life hack for you.
Thanks, Chad.
You know, we're officially in the most fun party time of the year, I would imagine, with all the weather and, you know, the 4th of July, which is one of the things you attempted to I think you wanted to make it a week long because it was such a good time. How are you celebrating your summer 2025, Chad?
I'm going to get a fat raft, which is, Allie, I'm glad you brought this air thing because I was going to fill it up at the gas station. So
there you go.
I hope that I'm going to get a huge raft with my fiance and we're just going to cruise out into the ocean.
Yeah.
And have some brews, and I'm going to try to bring a grill out there. We'll see how that plays.
Oh,
but,
man.
Sounds safe.
I try to be on water the whole day.
Yeah, that
smart.
Makes sense.
That's smart. The more you're on water, the more stoke, right? Stoke, water breeds stoke for the most part.
Yeah, so we'll see how, you know, I don't have enough for a boat, but I do have enough for a raft, so we'll see how the fireworks and grill play out there.
That sounds great. Is there any chance Allie gets thrown out tonight? Like, you know, you've talked about some very controversial things. Is there any chance that when Allie says she wants to speak about free air at the gas stations that they actually toss her out?
You know, you could fire up, you know, some council members could have like a strong air initiative where they're trying to charge more air. So you could fire one of them up. But thanks to our founding fathers and the Constitution, they can't throw you out. So you may just get into, you know, a verbal tussle. Mm. But you know, sometimes if you speak at the wrong meeting, you know, one time we went to speak at a school board meeting and we didn't realize it was the school board and we were talking about, you know, having three weenie roasts a year.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they're like, this is the school board. And I'm like, well, doesn't this apply to students as well? But they weren't having it. So make sure it's the right meeting.
You've never been thrown out, though, of a city council meeting?
You have been thrown out of a planning commission meeting.
No
problem. In Orange, California. I'm not going to name the planning commission guy's name, but he was not too pleased. I think what we were speaking on, we wanted to have all the schmoles, which are the undesirables in the friend group,
go to
Catalina Island.
Oh.
And I think
that's a good idea. Every group of friends that has their schmole, their kind of that one friend that's in the group, but they could all kind of be happy to not have that friend in the group. We ship them all off to Catalina where they live.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's a Catalina.
Whole island of schmoles.
The schmoles of Catalina.
That's a great. I don't know how that didn't pass. Hold on, you're saying
runway less ferries back and forth.
Chad, that didn't pass unanimously.
Well, I think the guy on the council was a schmoll. So
yeah,
he took
it's so true.
Got it, yep,
I feel like most people on city council are probably schmolls.
Yeah, that is the island of the schmoll, city council. Well, listen, this is fascinating.
Thanks for the advice. That's actually really helpful.
Chad, we always love having you on K-Rock. Summer of Stoke is underway. And, of course, please support all things that Chad's got going on at Chad Goes Deep. And thank you. We'll let you know. Allie's going to go tonight. We'll have the audio tomorrow. And hopefully she does not let you down.
Awesome. Best of luck.
All right, thanks, Chad. That's beautiful.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Chad. There he is, the great Chad Kroger. Fight's the good fight for all of us in Southern California.
I'm fired up.
Yeah.
I'm full of stoke.
Hey, if Allie loses tonight, she could probably be mayor on that island of the schmoles.
Shut up!
So you got that going for you. It's Hoosier time at K-Rock.